Proclamation number 4358 of 30th of June, 1948. Right direction of will. Commandment of love. Truth. You children of my love, see in me your Father of eternity, who will never ever withdraw his love from you, who is aware of your spiritual and physical adversity and wants to help you in every way. I am particularly concerned about your spiritual hardship, for the ultimate aim is final unification with me, which you can only achieve if you become perfect. I always want to help you achieve this, and for this purpose you have to walk the path through earthly life. If you now live through the lost stage of your development on earth as a human being, where you should use your free will in the right way, my concern will only ever apply to this right direction of will. And therefore I will influence you in every way so that you will come to realization and strive towards me of your own free will, so that you will seek the truth and also be able to recognize it. I will never let a person fall who tries to do what is right, and I will put it into his heart what is right and what is wrong before me. My commandments, which only require love from you humans, will constantly be your guideline for your way of life, and if you fulfill these commandments you cannot go wrong, you must reach your aim. But if you place humanly decreed commandments above my commandments of love, you will not reach your aim. For your soul only shapes itself into perfection through love, but nothing other than loving activity contributes to the soul's maturity. Love work enlightens the spirit and gives the human being the ability of realization and the feeling of resistance against everything that is wrong. And thus every person who desires the truth will recognize what contradicts the truth if he is active in unselfish neighborly love. What was not given to people by me as a commandment will seem unacceptable to him, and his will of rejection will increase the more willingly he fulfills my commandments of love. Then I will come to his aid by presenting the truth to him through word or scripture, and his heart will agree. His intellect will become active and his thinking will be stimulated, and thus he will be introduced to the truth by me, which will affect him beneficially because he can affirm it with heart and intellect. Doubters are pleasant to me, for they seek the truth and will therefore also find it, yet anyone who, without thinking, accepts what is offered to him by fellow human beings is not a seeker of truth, and the light of truth will never shine for him. For this reason I will never condemn a person who cannot believe blindly, rather, I will bless him and help him to develop a strong, convinced faith, for he is truly more serious about gaining his soul's salvation than the gullible, all accepting person who does not take a stand on the spiritual knowledge imparted to him. The latter will never attain the truth, but I myself offer it to the former, and truly, such that he will no longer resist accepting it because he recognizes it as truth. Amen.